Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 37. Psalm 37. I'm going to be looking at actually three verses of Scripture, but this is the heart of what I believe the Lord's laid on my heart this morning. Psalm 37, verse 23. The Scriptures declare the steps of, and I want you to notice if your Bible has the italicized words in it, the word good is italicized. That means that it was not in the original. It was put there for our understanding. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. A few years ago, Glenda and I decided that we were going to take a little trip. I remember where we were going. I think I was going to Rupert's to preach. But we decided we'd leave a couple of days early, and we made up our minds that we would not make any plans, any concrete plans on the route that we were going to take. Every day was going to be the revelation of that day. If we decided we wanted to stop, we stopped. If we decided we wanted to go, we went. If we came to a road, as long as I was going in the general direction, you know, I knew I wanted to go south-southeast from here. That's close enough. And I knew that eventually we planned to be there, but if we started off and we didn't go somewhere as far, there was no disappointments. We didn't have an agenda. We normally have an agenda. You know, I have to stick pretty close to what I'm going to do. My days don't allow me often to do that. It usually stays pretty tight, but not this time. We just decided, let's just go see what we want to see, and we'll do what we want to do, and if we want to stop early, we'll stop. And eventually we made it there, and we did the same thing coming home. And to this day, we both admit that was probably the best vacation we ever had. You know, just kind of kick back a little bit. Take your time. Relax. We've got a destination, but let's just do it in such a way that there's no pressure. No pressure. No pressure. For every believer, we know that we're going through this world. And this world, according to the Scriptures, is a race, a course. And I absolutely think back on that little vacation and I think, wouldn't it be nice to be able to go through this life with a whole lot less pressure? I stay so keyed up all the time. I'm always on the edge. I'm always just, you know, you may not think I am. Ask Glenda. She'll tell you. I mean, if everything doesn't just go right here, right here, right here, she'll tell me sometimes. She'll say, Marvin, will you stop prancing? I'm going down the road. I'm listening to somebody, and if it's not somebody that I really know that well, I'm listening to a message or something like that, and things are not going just exactly the way I think they ought to go in that message. Sometimes she'll put her hand over on my knee because it's just going, and she'll say, you want to listen to the rest of this? I said, no. Well, let's just take it out then. You know. This life is a race. This life is a course. The Apostle Paul said, "Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that you may obtain." We're going through this world. We're going through this world. And all of the stuff that I see going on around me affects me. Doesn't it you? Doesn't it? It affects me. Paul came to the end of his life and he said in 2 Timothy 4:7, "I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith." We're in a real world. And we know according to God's word where we're going. For a believer, they do. A believer knows. He's convinced. The Lord said this. Here's the final destination. I knew we were going to Rupert's. That was my plans. And the Lord said concerning our final destination, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I know this for a believer. By the grace of God, we're going home. I know that. I know that. I know this. This life is but a vapor. I know that we have no promise of tomorrow. I know that. Lord, help me to settle down. Just settle down. Going through this world, but the exact way that I'm going, I don't know. I don't know. The children of Israel came out of Egypt, and I've heard that it's I think about a 3-day journey from Egypt to Canaan, about a 3-day journey, and they were in the wilderness 40 years. Why? Because that's where the Lord led them. There was a lot of tares in that group. There's a lot of sheep in that group too. And the sheep went just exactly where the tares did too. They all, and God's teaching his people. He's going to teach them some things. And sometimes the way we go is not exactly the, you know, humanly speaking, the fastest way. You know, when the Lord saves a man, why would he not take him out of this world right now? If I believe that the Lord has saved me by grace, called me out of darkness, given me a new heart, why am I still here? Because that's his will. That's his purpose. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they stopped. When the pillar of fire stopped, pillar of a cloud stopped, they stopped. And when the pillar moved, they moved. They didn't have any say in it. They did not know where they were going to go next. The scripture says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Don't say, I tell you what I'm going to do. Tomorrow, I'm going to go into this city and I'm going to buy and sell and make gain. And the Lord said, don't say that. But rather, say this: if the Lord wills, we're going to do so and so. Because you don't know. You don't know. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You may be in the ground in 3 days. You may not be here. I may not be here. The Lord God knows exactly the way that his sheep are going to go. He has so ordered all things that every circumstance in the journey of his people is surely going to fall out providentially for his glory and the good of His people. That's what Romans 8:28 says. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Not for everybody. Not for everybody. That scripture is not for everybody. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called. The elect. The sheep. According to His purpose. It always works out for our good because the Lord is good. The Lord God is good. He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. The knowledge of the eternal state of God's people is in the hands of Him who is omniscient, almighty. And I'll tell you this, God's people are thankful for the revelation of the will of the Lord Jesus concerning His sheep. They're thankful for this revelation. Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. So I know this. We're going through this world. And we don't know exactly how we're going to go. But by the grace of God, we know that our end, by God's grace, shall be with them, with the Lord, with Almighty God. The Lord prayed in His high priestly prayer, I pray not that Thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that Thou shouldest keep them from the evil. So here's what I know. I've got three simple points concerning this walk that we're going. And whatever comes our way, I know this. Whatever comes the way of God's people is according to the will of the Lord. I know He's done it. He sent it. He works it. Here's what I know, that verse I just read. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Now listen to me. The goings of all men in particular. I mean, all men, but in particular. The steps of His people for His glory and their good are set. The steps of a good man are ordered. That's what it means. That means they're fixed. That they're surely determined. God's people do not take unfixed steps. They're ordered. They're ordered. Well, I've just decided that after we get out of church tonight, I think I'm going to go over here and go get something to eat over here. God ordered that. Well, no, I'm not going to go today. We're not going today. God ordered that. I think tomorrow, the Lord, if the Lord wills, He ordered that. The steps of a good man. Everything concerning a believer's life is graciously ordained according to the Lord's loving kindness. And it is fixed. Fixed. Now listen. The Father hath given the Son all power that He should give eternal life to as many as the Father has given Him. Did the Lord say that? Yes, He did. God has a sheep. And let me tell you what He is going to do. He's going to move the steps of His sheep providentially, and He's going to get them under the sound of the gospel of God's sovereign grace. And everything needful for them, the Lord's going to supply. What if a man or a woman never crosses the path of the gospel of God's grace? They never hear the gospel. They never hear the gospel of God's grace. What's going to happen? God's going to deal with them in justice, in judgment. You say, that's not fair. It doesn't matter what I think or what you think. That's what God said. And that ends it right there. That just ends it. Whatever the Lord does is right. Who art thou, O man, that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Does the clay have the right? When I was in school, I never did really get into pottery that much. I just kind of watched them. You know, I was over doing other art stuff. And I'd watch these students, and they'd take a big old lump of clay, and they'd just take it and just throw it on a wheel like that, and that wheel was going, and they'd take their hands, and they wanted to push here, they pushed here. If they pushed here, they pushed here. If they did this, they just made it. You know how they made it? Exactly the way they wanted to. And do you know, I never heard one pot ever say, why did you make me thus? It was a pot. It was the clay. The potter is in control. And the Lord orders the steps of His people for the glory of God in the redemption of His sheep. And He does it for their good. And the Scripture says, and He delighteth in His way. He orders the steps of His people. And the Lord delights in the way that He ordered it. And God's sheep do too. They do. I'm thankful that the Lord has been pleased to order my steps. If He left me to myself, I would never seek after Him. I'd never yearn after Him. I'd never long to hear His voice in the preaching of the gospel had He left me to myself. I would have never desired to be faithful to Him, to know Him. I would never have said, Lord, what would You have me to do? I'd have never said that. But in His infinite mercy and grace, He crossed paths. Well, here's the second point. First point is the Lord orders the steps of His people. That's just a fact. Here's the second point. Since we know that the Lord orders the steps according to His everlasting love and covenant of grace, since I know that He's going to do whatsoever He's pleased, I know that His counsel is going to stand. This is the way it is. This is the way it is. And here's what I'm going to say. Lord, give me a heart to believe this verse of Scripture. Commit Thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Commit. Roll upon Thy way. Your road, the distance, the direction. Because it's more than I can bear. I don't have sense enough to get out of the rain. How do I know the way that I'm to go? How do I know what's right? How do I know what's going to be best? How am I going to know what's going to be influenced and who to cross paths with and what to say? I don't know. I don't know. Lord, lead me. Lord, direct me. Lord, You've said that if I commit, if I roll upon, because I don't know. I'm just a feeble, helpless sinner. Lord, direct me. Lord, keep me. Lord, You're God. I trust You. And thank You for a heart to trust You. Lord, You said You're going to bring it to pass. You're going to produce it. You're going to work it. You're going to attend to it. You're going to accomplish it. Put it in order. May I be found to be one who willingly rolls my burden of my life upon Him. Now, I got an old man in me that fights that. I got an old man that says, I don't like that. I don't like that. I see no point in that. But how wonderful does it sound to a believer to admit, I want to cast my anxiety upon Him. I want to cast my desire upon Him. I want to cast my all upon Him. I want to resign to His will. I want that. I do want that. I want that. I want to submit. I want to leave it with the Lord. I want that. And then lastly, knowing that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and hearing the exhortation to commit my way unto Him, here's the reason for me to trust Him. Here's what it is. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. He cares. He cares. Listen to Psalm 1:6. This is a beautiful. I never knew this until I'm reading this. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The Lord knoweth. Now, you know, when we first read that passage of Scripture, here's what we think. Well, the Lord is aware. Well, He is. The Lord's aware. He knoweth the way. He is aware. But that's not what the word knoweth means in that Scripture right there. What it means is, I had to look this up, it means to turn the mind to something, to care for it, and to see about it. It's to turn his mind to something in particular because you care for it and you're going to see that it's accomplished. To see it. The Lord knoweth the way. He has turned his mind to the way of his people because he cares for them. I want to know. One of my kids calls me and says, Dad, what's the best way to get to where you are or something? You know what I'm not going to send them some way that I know is going to be hazardous to them. I'm not going to send them some way that's going to be confusing to. You know what I'm going to tell them? I'm going to tell them the best way that I believe in my heart for them to get to me. I want to give them the best route that I know. The Lord knows. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. It's the same word in Genesis 18:19 concerning the Lord's attitude toward Abraham. He says this, for I know him. That is, I care for and I will see about him. I know him. Lord, we prophesied your name with all these mighty works, you know. Cast out devils. I never knew you. That means he was never aware of their existence. He never cared. I know him. I care for him. That he will command his children, his household after him. They shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he's spoken of him. Abraham, I care for you and for all just like you. Those that he's everlastingly loved. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. That is, the way of the righteous, their physical walk in this life, yes, but especially as they walk in Christ, who is the way. The way of the Lord is he who is the life and the truth also. The way of the righteous is by the grace of God, who's given them a new heart to not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The way of the righteous is to come to Christ by faith, having been made willing in the day of his power. The walk of a believer, the course of a believer, the race of a believer is particular to that believer. But the Lord is going to bring all his people to to himself. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. They're established. They're set. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust him. He's going to bring it to pass. Because his counsel is going to stand. Roll your burden upon him. Why? Because he cares. He cares. He knoweth the way of the righteous. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake. Amen. Let's take a minute.